Welcome to Small Business Spoonfuls Podcast, a laid-back discussion of the serious HR topics and trends of today. Sponsored by HelpDeskForHR.com.
All right. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. My name is Aaron Bowen, and I am wearing my trucker cap today to discuss the question, work-from-home dress codes, good idea or impossible to enforce? We're going to be taking questions throughout the show, of course, so leave us a comment and we'll answer you as we go along. And also, if you don't have time to watch live, we'll have the replay on Facebook and the audio recording through our Small Business Spoonfuls podcast on Apple and Spotify. And with me as always is Lisa Smith, our SPHR, SCP, EEOC certified investigator and the CEO of Andera Corp. I know I usually say help desk for HR, but I'm going to start saying Andera Corp because that is actually technically the name of our company. And we do have other services other than just help desk for HR, like Andera Preps You, which we do training for your HR prep courses and things like that. But anyways, we'll talk about that later. Let's get into the show. Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Aaron. Yeah. So Andera, just, you know, kind of a quick thing. A lot of people don't know that word. And so I do want to start using it more frequently. Yeah. So that's good. And I just thought I would tell everybody that the term Andera is a German word, and or it actually is in many languages, but I extracted it from the German, which means unique, different, but in a good way. So that's what we do here. We do things uniquely, looks a little different. We do things a little different, and we're hoping to be different enough that we make it better for people. So that's where the word Andera Corp comes from. Different, unique, better than the ordinary kind of feel. Okay. So anyway, now that I've got that out of the way, today we are talking about dress codes for work from home folks. And, you know, I love that you did wear that cap today because, you know, in our setting that we do, and even here on this podcast, you know, on this live broadcast, we don't really worry too much about, you know, dress code. I think that you look fine for this cast. It's not like this is a suit and tie type event. Yeah. And, you know, so we're good. But tell me, Aaron, how would you change your outfit if you were meeting with a client today?
Well, if I was meeting with a client, I mean, I'd probably, you know, not wear this hat for sure. And I would wear a polo more than likely, and probably some nice khakis instead of the jeans that I'm wearing, and dress shoes as opposed to the Chucks that I'm wearing. So definitely would scale it up a notch for sure.
Yeah. And so that's an interesting thing that you say that you would have on khakis and dress shoes. So I can't see those on camera. So why would you even bother with that part of your body?
Well, that's fair. I mean, for me, you know, it makes me feel better when I wear those clothes. You know, it's specifically, like I said, when I'm meeting with somebody, you know, when I'm just kind of working here, you know, talking to people on Facebook, building a website, you know, doing copywriting and things like that. I like to be a little bit more comfortable and, you know, and keep it a little bit more laid back. But when you're actually having a professional discussion with somebody and, you know, you're meeting like in this instance with a client, top to bottom, even if they're not seeing me, it just gives me a little bit more confidence boost, makes me feel a little bit better about myself and my presentation.
Yeah.
And I have to stand up, I mean, you know, if I have to stand up and excuse myself for a moment, then, you know, they don't see me, you know, wearing joggers or something like that. I have actual clothes on, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's exactly the conversation here today is, you know, I had this in support earlier this week and I just thought, you know, this would be a great conversation for our Facebook Live, YouTube broadcast, you know? Yeah. And so the question was, should we have a work from home dress code? And if we have one, can we actually enforce it? And what does that even look like? you know? And so I did some research for this client, and I came across an article from LinkedIn, an article from SHRM, and a couple other ones, and they all quoted back to a recent survey that was done by couponfollow.com, which I thought was weird. It sounded like a hack site or something, you know, but literally this is a legit survey that this website has done. And it really opened up some interesting points because they anonymously surveyed, I think it was 1,038 or something like that, work from home folks across the United States. And they ask them all these different questions, like, what do you normally wear? And, you know, do you brush your hair? Do you take a shower? Do you, you know, like, what do you do every day? And I thought it was interesting that one of the big things I looked at was that, people, 22% of the people surveyed said they only change out of their pajamas if they're going to be on a video call.
That's insane.
Yeah. And 9% said they only brush their teeth if they're going to be on a video call. And then 7% said that they never even shower, video call or not. And 10% said, video call or not, I'm in my pajamas. So
yeah, that's depressing.
It is. Now, we're going to put the link to this survey in the show notes. So, you know, don't worry about that. You'll be able to read the whole thing, all you folks out there in streaming land. So you'll be able to see it. But, you know, I think that those are some interesting things to say. Now, should we be writing in our dress code policy that work from home must brush their teeth, must, you know, change out of their pajamas, must shower? Yes. On a regular basis. And I think that those are, it's sad that you would think you have to put that in a dress code. But even if you do, like, how are you going to enforce that? You're really not Absolutely. Going to be able to enforce that. Now, what you could do for a work from home dress code is when you are on camera, this is what the expectation is. Mm-hmm. And as long and really when you are off camera, this is a great pattern to follow anyway. But here's the key. If your performance drops, then we're going to come back and ask you, what are you doing every day to make yourself feel professional, feel motivated, you know, like, what are you doing? What are we doing too? Because clearly, you know, we need to make sure we're motivating you to do the job that you've been assigned to do. However, like, if we feel like we're doing what we can we also ask you to review your daily routine? You know, are you up? Are you eating breakfast? Are you brushing your teeth? Are you taking a shower? Are you fixing your hair? Do you change at least from pajamas to joggers? Like, you know, like, do you at least make some effort to level up, you know, during the day? And those are some really important things to look at. And certainly they can be written into a dress code as suggestions and really expectations, even though off camera time is not really something that you can clearly enforce.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to think in the vein of a lot of this is because of the pandemic. And so, you know, to your point, during the pandemic, you know, mental health has been such a huge thing. And, you know, if people are suffering from depression, they're much less likely to shower, to change their clothes, to brush their teeth, to take care of themselves because they're just so down and out. And so it definitely plays a factor into, you know, the small percentage of people that are doing this. So being kind of gentle about things and, yeah, like you had mentioned, not trying to be like this totalitarian enforcement of things, you know, it definitely helps, you know, those who are actually suffering and not just being lazy. But at the same time, if we're in a business setting, we want to encourage people to be, you know, professionals. And that's really what it comes down to, especially if you're meeting with clients, you're meeting with, you know, higher ups in the company and things like that. You know, there's a time and a place for everything. So,
yeah, absolutely. I thought it was interesting. And I want to make sure that we make it very clear that when you guys go to couponfollow.com and you look at this survey, we're not suggesting that you mandate any of these things. Like, for instance, part of the survey was, how often do you put on makeup? And 21% of people said never. Well, maybe those were men. Maybe those were women who don't prefer makeup. So like, I'm not saying go out there and mandate people wear makeup on the on camera days, you know, because that's not something you should be mandating. It crosses all sorts of, you know, gender rules and lines and, you know, that kind of thing. So just make sure, and it could also cover ADA issues if I have severe allergies and I respond poorly to makeup, you know. So like there could be a lot of things going on there. I don't know that an allergy in that case is a disability, but it could be discriminatory.
Absolutely. Personally, I think makeup is Photoshop in real life. And I don't think women should have to wear makeup at all. I think it's bogus.
Good for you. Yeah. I've been one of those people that for the camera, like I put on eyeliner so you can kind of see my eyes and I wear a little bit of pink on my lips, but like, I'm not a makeup person at all. I mean, if anybody knows me in real life, it's like, no, Lisa does not have makeup on most of the time. And, but I will like do this much for being on camera. So I'm one of those people that's like, don't hold me to a full blown, I got to have on all the false eyelashes and
you
know, all that. Cause I'm not doing
that. You should not have to worry about taking somewhere between 1 to 2 hours or so every day to feel like you are presentable to the world.
Yeah. But absolutely. But I do agree that like it said, only 32% of people brush their hair when they were going to be on a video call, and 33% brush their hair just anyway before the workday. 17% said they never brushed their hair. Okay. Now maybe those were partially bald men. That could be a thing. I don't have any hair to brush. Okay, fine. Or women who don't have hair. I mean, it could come from that.
Sure. But the dummy character in this athletic wear 20% picture is bald. So there you go. Sorry. Yeah, I had to jump in and say that.
So there you go. And so, you know, so, but if you have hair that needs to be groomed, then I think the expectation would be that you groom yourself appropriately, at least while on camera and hopefully all the time, because like you pointed out, Erin, you know, if you're feeling kind of grungy and halfway put together, then you may not be as productive and you may not be as motivated and feel as professionally responsible, you know, as you would if you had at least leveled up a little that day, you know, and I'm not saying you have to put on a 3-piece suit or anything. I'm just saying like, get a shower and get out of your pajamas, you know, because really, and I am she who is the most guilty, like, because I have been very guilty of working from home and not going to be on camera that day and wearing my pajamas. But I will say that I do brush my teeth, wash my face, brush my hair, pull it up, or, you know, do something with it so that I get up and I at least feel like I've done something that day, you know, and I'll shower. I might put my pajamas back on after I shower or some sort of household lounge wear that could be pajama like. I'm not hating on people who prefer that, because I have been extremely productive in that kind of setting. But I also noticed that if I level myself up just one more notch and put on real street clothes, you know, then I do tend to feel like what you were expressing, like I'm more in the game, you know, instead of just working from home one day, you know, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. I think for me, I know that I am acceptable for work if my kids ask me where we're going today.
That's a great gauge.
Right? They'll be like, oh, where are you headed off to? I'm not going anywhere. I'm working from home today. But at least it looks like I'm about to venture into the outside world. So I know that, you know, I know that I look presentable.
Yeah. And so in this coupon follow survey, they ask, you know, separate questions. They said, you know, how many people feel productive, you know, when they're dressed business casual and or business professional. And they said, so 79% said, I feel productive then, which I thought was was interesting because I would think you would feel very productive if you're dressed up like that. However, working from home dressed up may actually be more confining and you would feel less productive because maybe business professional is pulling at your tie. And so that might be a little unreasonable, but 79% said that they did feel very productive. If they were smart casual, 83% said they felt at their most productive. 70% said they felt fully productive wearing gym clothes. And then 50% said they felt fully productive wearing pajamas. So I think that's even a high number maybe. But like I said, some people are like me. And they can still be cleaned up and hair brushed and face washed and all that stuff and wearing technically pajamas and still be productive. So I think that we have to sort of jump off the what are you wearing while you're at work kind of thing and make sure that we focus on productivity and what are you wearing while you're on camera?
Yeah.
Because that's a big deal. And if you have someone who's suffering, like, you know, go through some of these checkpoints with them and say, can you look at this and can you identify some areas where it may not totally fix the problem, but if you just put gym clothes on instead of pajamas, like level up one notch and see if that improves your mindset, you know, and then therefore your performance, because that's a big deal. And the other thing I really suggest here is take this survey because it is so in depth and we don't have time to go through all of it today, but it is so in depth. Take it and make it like an in-service, like make it a company training. You know, you can take it literally and pop it up on a smart TV and, you know, go through the survey with each other and laugh and joke and, or put it on a Zoom call. So every, you know, the remote folks are obviously on Zoom or something like that, you know, and go through this together, share your screen, go through this together and laugh and joke about it, but get the real feedback, like ask the questions like I ask you. Like what makes you feel motivated? Like what kind of dress, you know, would make that happen for you? And during that time, you may also find some very honest opinions on things that you as an employer can do to also, you know, enhance the person at home and do your part as well. But this is a real, this is a very big deal because I know like, you know, like you said, the mental health thing is real. The mindset in general is real. And if I don't feel like I'm in the right mindset, then I am just going to like look at Amazon all day and, you know, or surf Facebook or do something like that because I'm not going to feel motivated.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. I was looking at these statistics and I think it's interesting that there are more people brushing their teeth than there are putting on underwear. And that's a horrifying statistic to think about. I just wanted to put that out there really quickly.
You are right. And I totally skipped over that one.
I think that might pique people's interest to read this right there.
I think really. Yeah. I mean, and like, and also like the putting on a bra, like, you know, I think you can just skip over that one unless you're on camera
and need a bra. Yeah. Dude, as soon as I walk in the door, that thing is gone. I'll tell you that much.
I tell you, I know. I get that. But, but
no,
you know,
way
and
I'm
then
wearing that thing in the house.
And then I enjoyed looking at the part by industry where people said in my industry is, you know, dressing, having a dress code, you know, for the workplace. Is it necessary? Some necessary, not at all necessary, you know? And I think that's very interesting too, that it was really middle of the road for most industries, sort of, you know, somewhat necessary. And I think the very necessary capped out for information services and data processing, maybe because they were on camera more. I don't really know, actually. That doesn't sound like on camera to me, but
not really.
And then 22% of people in education said it's not at all necessary to dress.
Yeah, that's very weird.
For success. Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess if you're like a kindergarten teacher and you're just wearing like t-shirt and jeans, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends. Everything is it depends. That's the answer to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I thought that was interesting too. So we should, you know, people should review that piece and like look at the industry that fits you the best just to see if it shows up there and kind of what other people think. And finally, I just want to say that what other people think really doesn't matter. at the end of the day, what matters is your company, your image, your brand, as an organization. And mm-hmm. then also teach people to think about their personal brand. You know, like mm-hmm. if I'm always on camera with stringy hair and, you know, obvious, you know, ripped t-shirt, then my personal brand says, I don't give a rip about this job and I'm probably lazy and I'm probably right. unproductive. And it doesn't matter, like, because that's what people are going to get in their head when they see you. So that on right. camera brand is really important. You know, I think right. it's really something to consider with people.
Absolutely. And you're also depending on, you know, how you have your camera set up. You're a distraction to other people as well, which is not pleasant yeah. in a work yes. environment.
You know, I read one article by an attorney by a law firm, and they said that that this topic had come up in their law firm because it had been a real problem. So these are attorneys
oh, yeah.
getting on meetings, and one female attorney, she actually had a meeting clearly, obviously from her bed with the covers pulled up around her neck.
Oh my goodness.
Clearly was having like a legit meeting with a client.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
And of course the client complained and, you know,
yeah.
So we really want to think like even some of the most highly educated people don't get these concepts. So right. don't ever, as an employer, as an HR person, don't ever think I'm probably talking down to my employees if we talk about this, because yeah. really and truly, it doesn't matter who you're talking to. Some people are going to get this and some people aren't. And this is a conversation that needs to be had.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like yeah. you're at your home, but don't forget why you're at your home and what you're still doing.
Yeah. And a lot you of know? Places are opening back up, but a lot mm-hmm. of companies are saying, you can keep working from home. It worked out really right. great for us. We never thought right. it would, but it did. And so let's don't take that for granted and just slide yeah. into a slump. And right. if working from home is causing you mental health challenges, then let's deal with that too. Make sure we yeah. talk about those things. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Good. Well, I guess that's all I have for today.
Yeah, I think we're covered. Thank you so much, Lisa, for the research and for the input. Thank you to everybody that joined us today for the show. And if you want to learn more about us, head over to beauditsecure.com, and that will show you everything we do top to bottom. And until next time, keep working to be audit secure. Take care, bye, guys.
If you would like to learn more about our team and the services we provide, head over to helpdeskforhr.com. Our 8,000 plus members enjoy the essential training, tools, and support they need to keep up with ongoing legal changes, as well as maintaining solid HR and employment law compliance. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you like what you hear, we'd love to hear from you, either by leaving us a review or you can email us at support@helpdeskforhr.com.